We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us now. And Tom, boy, I went to that game on Saturday. And just how frustrating to see the Cardinals struggling at the plate like that.
Well, it is. And I'm putting it in the past. I'm putting games one and two in the rear view mirror because for a few reasons. Number one is I think the Cardinals press at home. In fact, I'm not the only one that thinks that. Tommy Edman himself, who's in the lineup, smart guy. I really like this guy. I think he has a great future in the game. High baseball IQ. What he said was that he thinks that the team is getting out of its routine and its process, and when the scoreboard shows no hits, they look up at the scoreboard and they're trying to get a hit. They're trying to make something happen. They're trying to get a hit, trying to get the crowd energized, etc. This is different now. You go on the road and you just stick to what you do. You stick together as a group and you stick to the process of getting on base and making something happen at the plate, not trying to hit a home run or trying to get a hit to break this, you know, zero up on the board. That is what you look at the most. The second thing is I think they're going to change the lineup. You can't go with the same order and the same group. The slight tweak would be that you adjust the order in which they hit. The other one would be you take a few people out, and I would take two people in particular out. I would change this lineup and have Colton Wong leading off and Tommy Edman second. I'd keep the 3-4-5 of Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Molina, and I'd put Jose Martinez in there six. Jose is killing the ball right now. He sees the ball well, great plate coverage. He plays right field, and he's not a great defender, but you have Jack Flaherty pitching. Not a lot of balls are going to go flying his way out to right. You have him play right field today and bat sixth and get that bat in the lineup. I'd keep DeJong in there at shortstop. And the major tweak maybe outside of Jose is I change up center field. Dexter Fowler just doesn't have it right now at the plate. You could drop him in the order, or you could do something a little more drastic where you put in someone like Randy or Rosarena, who is a good hitter. They haven't seen a whole lot of Randy, and he provides some speed and some energy in your lineup, and maybe you could strike there. I would not go back to Harrison Bader just because he doesn't have the bat. But if you don't think Fowler can do it, throw a Rosarena in there. And then Fowler and Carpenter come off the bench. Those guys aren't going to be scared of a big moment late in the game. That's what I would do. I would just shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, I hope they do. I hope they do that. You know, you talk about that. If you're not a baseball person, you hear somebody say, you got to get back to your process, and you think to yourself, what does that mean? You go to the plate, you see the ball, you either swing at it or you don't. But they do have a strategy, and a lot of people just don't. Maybe if you're not deep into the weeds on as a baseball fan, you might not understand that. It's frustrating to watch.
It's kind of like anything we do in life where you have to trust the process. Sometimes if you put too much pressure on yourself to make something happen and you kind of go out of your routine in the normal way you would try to make it happen, if that makes sense. So maybe like in sports, in the game of golf would be a good example. You're trying to do something within your game. For anyone out there that plays golf, you're trying to do something that is a little out of the ordinary. You're trying to hit a big drive every time. You know, you're trying to outdrive your friends who are killing you. Or, you know, you're playing in a group where you just feel like you have to do something a little extra rather than going back to what you know and your process and your routine. That's going to get the Cardinals, I think, their offense going. This is a Jekyll and Hyde offense, which is what I've called it all year. They can explode at any time or they can retreat and they're not that great. I think that this game in particular, going on the road, Steven Strasburg throws strikes. He gave up two home runs to the Dodgers in his last start. There's an opportunity for the Cardinals to see some fastballs that they can hit, and I think that they have the right pitcher going to control the game. Jack Flaherty will control the other side. By the way, Washington hasn't been that great offensively either. And the Cardinals have done a very nice job of holding them down. Both Michaelis and Wainwright have pitched very well, and I think Flaherty is better than both of them. So I like the Cardinals' chances today. The other thing is, not to make an excuse, but this has actually hurt both sides, right, is the shadows and the sunlight. You know, I thought that in game two that didn't work so well for the Cardinals, but game one was a night game. So
yeah, and again, luck of the draw there, right? Because they were the... They weren't the number one game.
That's right. Yeah. They were the early game, and the Yankees and Astros were the late game. The night game, though, on Friday didn't help them either. I mean, sure, Anibal Sanchez just carved them up. I'd like to see, though, what happens tonight in that area. Can the Cardinals go on the road and find a way to string some hits together and get a little offense going? Basically, you just have to settle down, play your game, and win a ball game. This is win one game. And, Mark, if you go on the road and play a three-game road series, which is what this is now against the Nationals, you win two out of three, guess what? You're coming back home,
true,
and Adam Wainwright's going to pitch game six. I like the Cardinals' chances there, and I love their chances if they get to seven with Jack again.
What do you say about Wainwright? I mean, watched him. It's amazing to me to think that he was on the mound all those years ago. He and Molina have worked together all these years, and he's still getting it done.
It was an awesome performance by Adam Wainwright, considering the circumstances, where he's been in his career, and that the Cardinals needed it, that Max Scherzer was pitching on the other side. It was a brilliant performance by Wainwright, and it's a shame that the Cardinals haven't supported him. He ended up losing that game, and he pitched really well before that and wasn't supported and lost the game. So it's tough, but, you know, now the Cardinals just all have to find their inner Adam Wainwright and find a way to get to that level. And I think in a lot of ways, Mark, they play for him and for Yadi. They want to get those guys back to the World Series and give them a shot to win it one more time. And I would expect that they play a great, great game today and try to get it back for him. He was outstanding, and I hope that's not his last performance.
Yeah, we'll all be hopeful that they find those bats again. Tom Ackerman, our guest right now. Tom, you know, I heard your part of your interview yesterday with the Mizzou Saturday
Odom.
With the Mizzou coach Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Yep.
And, you know, they're hitting on all cylinders, particularly on defense, right?
They are. They're really good defensively. I think Ole Miss is a little better than people think, and so Ole Miss scored some late scores that I thought made that quite a game, but Missouri was the better team. Here's the thing, Mark. I mean, the SEC East is wide open. In fact, if you look at the standings right now, you know who's number one in the SEC East?
Missouri
Tigers.
Yeah.
Georgia lost to South Carolina in double overtime, so they have a one in the loss column. Florida lost to LSU. A lot of people are going to lose to LSU, but they have a one in the loss column. The Tigers have Georgia and Florida on their schedule. It's this simple. If Missouri beats those two teams, they're going to win the SEC East and play in the SEC Championship. With all respect to your Kentucky Wildcats, which I think could be a tough road game because they're a little desperate, Missouri has to go to Vanderbilt and Kentucky. And then they do have Georgia, and they do have Florida on that schedule. They also have Arkansas on the schedule. But there's an opportunity for them to get to the SEC Championship. Isn't that something? And what if, within these next couple of weeks, we hear from the NCAA that they've heard the appeal and they're lifting the sanctions? Oh, boy. Now, I don't know that there's a great chance of that, but there's always a chance of that.
Yeah.
And if the NCAA were to listen to that whole situation with the tutor and say, you know what, Missouri did try to do this the right way. They did report it. They do have a case. We're going to lift it. Suddenly, Missouri's postseason ban is lifted. Hello. You could go win the SEC. You got yourself a shot. Wyoming, the first loss is not that. It's a bad loss, but it's Wyoming's a decent team. You could brush that aside. You run the table in the SEC. You're really talking. But this is every week is tough. As South Carolina just showed Georgia, they went down there and won in double OT. But yeah, Missouri's a good team. I think you still haven't seen the best of them, and they have a real chance here to make some noise in the SEC. It's pretty exciting.
Good stuff.
They're
Tom
also
Ackerman,
now ranked. They're now 22nd.
I saw that. Yeah, Tom, thank you, my friend, and go Cardinals.
Go Cards.